because connection, especially with music, connection is what it's about. This is, like, I run Max Fan Club. Not right. run it, but I respond. I interact with a lot of the kids. And what I find is that their stories to me are, oh, I listened to that song and I totally related. It's like he knew exactly what I was going through. Well, that's how I felt when I listened to songs when I was a kid. So yeah. It's just that form of connection that is so amazing. You listen to a piece of music and you almost can feel like it was written about your own life. Because we all go through the same stuff, right?
We do. We're all humans just trying to do our best and yeah. be happy and love each other. But really it's, you know, the more that you put out there to then the more that you're able to give back. So it really is that...
That's absolutely right.
Giving unto the world what you want to receive back too. And so yeah. if we can help people in our day-to-day lives and help people to make, you know, to make them happy and teach them things, then we're all going to be okay.
Yeah, we are. You know what? Because this is the kind of movement that is happening all over the world right now. This is the quiet revolution. This is people reaching out to each other, and it's yeah. really good. It's really good. There's the same feel. This is why I love the youth culture so much right now, because they're doing what people were doing in the 60s without the, it's a little different dynamic, but it's the same thing. It's taking a look at the world and communicating and reaching out to each other and changing the world through music. And I think that's so awesome.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm so happy to be having this conversation because I've been thinking about it for so long, but I mm-hmm. haven't had the opportunity to talk to anybody about it yet, about this very thing, about look what was happening in the 60s and look what's happening yep. now. I was listening to this podcast called Untame the Wild Soul Woman podcast. And uh-huh. she had this guest on who is a guru called Guru Jagat. And the question was to Guru Jagat, what do you love about being a woman? And she said, I love that what my teacher, she has a teacher named Yogi Bhajan, says that mm-hmm. it's to be a woman, it's the highest incarnation because we create the vibrational frequency of the future. And if a group yeah. of women on this planet decide that we're going to feel good and secure about ourselves, then we make children that have the same vibration and feeling, then in a generation's and then in our generation's time, we can stop the war and terror mm-hmm. on the planet because... That's what we need.
Because the revolution is spiritual.
I agree.
Yeah, completely. Completely. Yeah. You could be my kid. You think just like I do. That's so funny.
Well, that's the thing was like this girl that had sent me this email today, she said, I feel kindred with you. I feel like we're on the same thing. We're on the same vibrational level. And I think we're just finding each other, right? And we can find each mm-hmm. other through these mediums of social media and through podcasting and through Instagram. And even though a lot of the times we're saying, well, social media is scary and it's bringing people further apart and the communication. And I see that in children. Like I see where it can be negative for our children, but then I can also see where it's positive in that we're finding each other through this and we're getting the information faster instead of trying to figure it out on our own and just stay within that small group of people that are around us and that we know we can reach out to one another. And
I agree. Become I absolutely family. Agree. Social media is like anything else. It can be used for good or for evil. So, you know, if you want to connect, if you want to use it to further a good experience, it's available.
Oh yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.